Y100 715 Second Date Update starts now.
715 Second Date Update. Shayar and Beth on Y100. Megan sounds very bubbly, normal, exciting, approachable, and pretty even keeled as you described her.
Yeah, I feel like we go way back as friends. I feel like I've known her for a long time.
She seems hit it off.
She's been dropping hints to Daniel. He's been responding to her text messages. She said their date was fun. It seemed great. They flirted. They had great food and drinks, and she's really confused why he hasn't asked her back out yet.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you mentioned, that he's texting her back, so he hasn't like blown her off, but he hasn't invited her out to hang out again.
And which makes things complicated for us. Like, just say how you feel.
Stop slamming your hands down. Are you okay?
Just tell us why.
I understand. But it's like sometimes when you look at me, I feel like you're frustrated with me. And I'm just saying, I'm here with you,
Beth.
This is our show. We're doing it together. Okay? We're a team. Let's try to call Daniel right now and see what's going on. Hi, good morning. Is this Daniel?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Daniel. This is JR and Beth from Y100 here in San Antonio, and we want to see if you had a couple minutes to talk.
How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, man, we do something called a 715 Second Date Update every single morning, and we talk to people about dates they went on, and there's a date they wanted to talk to you about, and I got to get your permission, if it's okay to talk to you on the air, about this date. We're not trying to trick you or anything like that. We just want to ask you a couple questions.
Okay, I guess.
All right. So you've been talking to this girl, Megan. I know you met on Tinder. You guys went on a date to MASH. Great place, great drinks. Wanted to see what's going on now, though. I guess you guys are still communicating via text, but you have not really kind of asked her back out again. So she's a little confused by that you guys are still communicating, but you guys haven't actually physically hung out again. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah. This is going to sound stupid.
Uh-oh.
The reason that I'm kind of a little hesitant of going back out again is she just, the entire date, she was nonstop chewing gum, but like extra hard. Like, you know how when people chew gum with
they
their
smack
mouth?
Smack it. They smack that gum.
I'm going to say, like that.
That is annoying to me.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
What?
So that scared you off?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was just crazy obnoxious. We went out to dinner and when the food came, she took the gum out of her mouth with her hand and put it on the plate.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I don't like that.
After dinner, she got another piece. She did offer me one, which was nice, but she just went straight back to chewing gum. I'm like, I don't want to kiss you or anything because, like, your mouth is open.
Is it kind of like when you see, is it camels that chew like that? Where they do, or like llamas, where they do like the hug.
Yeah,
camels, llamas.
Is it like
so
that?
Irritating.
You know how they do like move their mouth in a circle?
Yeah, horses do it as well.
Oh, okay.
We can go down the list.
I'm just trying to think about what this looks like.
Well, no, it's not only that, but it's more the sound like.
Oh, okay.
And then those bubbles that they do, multiple, the or whatever it is. I can't. Ugh.
Yeah, and then the whole thing, here's my whole thing.
Yeah.
I can't stand it when they just like leave it on the table, like a wrapped up piece of gum.
Okay.
It's like, no, put that in your own purse and you throw that away later. I think it's gross.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Okay.
It'd be like me spitting sunflower seeds on the table.
No, that'd be extra.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris and I are with you on this one. That is kind of weird, but I don't think it's necessarily like a deal breaker, right?
I mean, no, I feel a little bit like.
All right, well, you know what? Let me pause you right there, Daniel. Think about that for a second, but I also want to tell you that Megan's on the phone with us, and we want to bring her back in. This is obviously how we got your number and how we knew about your date. Megan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Well, Daniel just said that he was kind of irritated by your loud smacking of the gum. I mean, what do you think about that?
I think it's freaking ridiculous. Like, just because I'm chewing gum makes me appalling or, like, undateable? Like, I'm confused here.
It's not that you're chewing gum. It's the fact that I couldn't concentrate the entire date. Like, I couldn't, you know, hear myself think to try to carry conversation or anything. All I could focus on was that noise.
That seems, like, very, like, shallow of you, that you could only pay attention to me chewing gum. You couldn't pay attention to the fact that we have so much in common and, like, we were having such a good time, it seemed. Like, wow, you're a really good actor if you, you know, were distracted the whole time.
I'm not trying to be shallow. It's just, it's not something about you that I want to, like, ask you to change, you know? If we go out on another date, I'm sure you'll still be chewing gum, and I'm sure the other side of the room will still hear you.
What about, like,
compromise.
Daniel, are all the other things about Megan that you learned on the date, like, she says y'all had a lot in common. Are those things that you like? Like, do you feel like Megan could be a good match for you? Like, if you just take the gum chewing out of it?
I mean, yes, but to be honest with you, I kind of wasn't fully able to pay attention to everything she was saying the whole night just because I was so distracted.
It could be obnoxious, man. I'm with you on that.
What if we set you guys up on another date, though, and we just say, all right, let's be extra careful, Megan, with the gum. I mean, we're talking about gum here, right? And it's, I mean, if you like the girl, and other than that, I feel like you should give her another chance, at least another date. I mean, you're still talking to her already anyway. Daniel?
No, I'm...
Oh, Megan, you're out?
I know. He's such a jerk.
Okay.
The fact that he's, like, complaining and being a baby about gum, like, he's a freaking psycho, okay? Like, no.
You know, I don't think this looks good for a second day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we've ever had... Well, yeah, we've had. The person that calls us, you know, it decides that they don't want it, but these things happen.
Okay. Megan, thank you for reaching out today. Now you've got your answers. I hope this helps a little bit, and you guys can both move on, and guys, have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.